John DeMel with you with the positive mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing new ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And here we are. We're right at the end of a year. We're coming near the end of a year. So I thought it would be interesting to pay attention to the new year as it comes around. I like ceremonies. I like things that are happening. But where does it all come from? Where does this January 1st come from? And I think if we explore it a little today, you're going to find it'll bring a different spirit into your greeting of the new year. January 1st is considered New Year's Day in today's society, isn't it? The celebration of the New Year is the oldest of all holidays, the oldest one. It was first observed in Babylon about 4,000 years ago. And in the years around 2000 BC, the Babylonian New Year began with the first moon. Actually, it began with the vernal equinox. First day of spring, what a good day to celebrate the beginning of the year. The Romans liked that because they wanted to observe it around March because they thought it was a good idea because Mars was the god that was being honored. So it's considered to be, but it's a fairly new concept because up until the time of Julius Caesar, the Romans celebrated New Year in March because it was the first month in the Roman calendar. However, January 1st marked the time when the Romans changed their governmental figures and new councils were inducted into office. And they had games and festing to help celebrate the new officials. But they still use March. It was Julius Caesar who changed the Roman New Year day to January 1st in honor of Janus. Janus is the god of all beginnings and the gatekeeper of heaven and hell. So that's where we got it. January, Janus, you get it? January 1st. Janus was always depicted with two faces, one looking back and one looking forward, as in looking back to the old year and looking forward to the new year. So they had a lot of festivals, and they celebrated each other, and they kind of kept it that way. A few people fought it off. A few people didn't like it. In the first century A.D., the Romans continued celebrating the New Year, but the Catholic Church condemned the festivities as paganism. And so they didn't believe there should be festivities, and believe it or not, get ready, in many places, New Year's is still observed as the feast of Jesus Christ's circumcision. Yeah. He got circumcised on January 1st. And that's why we celebrate. Okay, so anyway, as you could see, they settled it out, and then eventually the Romans would indulge themselves in alcohol and sexual excess, a way of acting out all the chaos, you know, that they would hope the new year would get rid of. So the reason for all the festivities is here's the idea. We've got to make it as chaotic as possible so that we could get rid of the old, and then a new peaceful year will come about. So the wilder you get, the more you party, the harder you party, according to theory, the better your new year will be in a peaceful way. It was like get it out of your system, you know. Burn it off. Do out there. Purge yourself. Purge yourself with all this excess energy and confessing your sins by living your sins. And it would mean that your new year would be great. So that's where this idea came into being. The tradition of using a baby to signify a new year was begun in Greece about 600 BC. It was at the god of wine, Dionysus, paraded a baby in a basket, representing the annual rebirth and the spirit of fertility. Egyptians used baby as a symbol, but then we see the grapes appear all over the place as a symbol of the new year. going way back in time and growing cross-culturally. We're going to get into that. It's kind of fascinating. Some people think of New Year foods as being the foods that bring good luck. Some people think that if you have anything at New Year's, it has to be a circle. It must include a circle because they're talking about the completion coming full circle. The idea of New Year's is to look at the old and welcome the new, but look at the old as chaos and welcome the new with peace. Many parts of the United States celebrate the New Year by eating, believe it or not, black-eyed peas. Black-eyed peas were one good thing supposed to be good luck for you. Cabbage was another thing for good luck. Cabbage always represented money. You know, there's even an expression, hand him some cabbage, which always meant give him some money. So what I was curious about was what takes place around the world. How do they all do it? Do they all do the same thing? If I was traveling around the world, would New Year's be the same? In Argentina, there's a big late-night dinner. They wait for midnight. Everybody lights fireworks for about a half hour, but then the young people go to parties and dance clubs, and it's all about the next morning. And this takes place in many parts of the world. The next day, January 1st, many people go swimming in rivers, lakes, or public swimming pools, which is tough to do here in New York on January 1st, except with the way the season is nowadays, you can practically do it. But this idea of going out to the water on January 1st, you're going to see this appears in many places. In Colombia, it requires the participation of an entire family, and it's a lot of fun. They fabricate a big stuffed doll that represents the old year. And they stuff the doll with different materials. They put little fireworks in the doll as well. And then they put in things, and you might consider doing this, my friends, things that represent sadness or bad memories. Hopefully it's a piece of fabric. Maybe it's an object. And you dress this doll with old clothing. And each member of the family puts something that's a sadness or an old memory that they want to put into the doll. Then on New Year's at midnight, they set the doll on fire, and it symbolizes burning the past and getting ready to start a happy new year without the bad memories of the past. Not so bad, eh? We were talking the other day about how symbolically you could get rid of things. You could let things go in one of the ways. In Korea, someone wrote, there's a striking a bell ceremony. There's a thing about striking the bell 33 times, and it's in memory of the 33 fighters who died in the restoration of Korea. But when it gets to New Year's Day, here it is again. It appears again. The beaches of Eastern Korea are filled with thousands of people. On seeing the sunrise, people make their new wishes, but they watch sunrise together. It's a beautiful thing watching sunrise on January 1st. Most of the people here in America are drunk and wide awake and barely falling over. Oh, yeah, here comes the sun. We better go to sleep. But really, the tradition is, in many parts of the world, to watch the sunrise. I'm going to be asking you about you and your New Year's celebration and how you intend to celebrate it yourself or recognize it. And you could do that by calling in here or sending me an email. If you want to send an email, send it to armand@thepositivemind.com. And as I go through the emails, I'll snap out a few and I'll read them. New Year's Day. So we're going back to New Year's around the world. Here's some of the other ways in China. In China, family members get together kind of to chat, and then they have some special food which they don't have daily. They wear brand new clothing, and this is always, I think, a very interesting thing to do on New Year's Eve. You know, try to wear new clothing for the New Year, something new. Even if it's undergarments, something new. There's actually one country, I'm going to find out which one it is, that only wears yellow underwear. They all wear yellow underwear, on new yellow underwear. I don't know why new, why yellow, but, you know, and why underwear. But back in China, you know, the children, to gather lucky money from adults, they get money, and they clean up the house. This is a big thing, you know. A family gets together, cleans up the house. And the thing I love is nobody leaves until after the new year. Now, there's a tradition we have about party hopping. And that's when you go to a party, and then you leave that party, and you go to another party, and you see those people, and you go to that next party. And whoever throws the best party has the people sticking around the most. I remember once I was with a group of people who were part of party hopping. And on our list was an address somewhere on the Upper West Side, I remember. And I remember we showed up at just about, we figured we was 5 to 12, we'll show up here. And there was quite a crowd of us, must have been 12, 15 people. And we knock on the door, and there's no answer, and we hear no music. And we knock again, and we hear a lot of rustling inside, then suddenly music starts. And then the door opens, and the people said, oh, everybody just left. It was obvious nobody had showed up to that party until we did. And we had a grand time, because all the food was there. It was all fresh, the bottles weren't opened. But officially, you know, in China, nobody leaves until the New Year. You don't leave the house. You kind of hang out with each other, and you do the New Year together. What about the New Year's kiss? Do you think, you know, everybody kisses everybody on New Year? You know, only 42% of the population ever has a kiss on New Year's. Yes, it was just like not everybody does it. Some people have never been kissed on New Year's. Some people have never been kissed, ever. You know that? Well, so Argentina, we talked about. I'm going through my files. In Mexico, on New Year's Eve, have some special customs. They turn on the TV and they wait to hear the bells ringing 12 times. Each time the bell rings, they eat one grape and make a wish. You see, this is the tradition, the thing about grapes. It kind of goes all around. So you can see how that turned into vodka. You know what I mean? You go from grapes to wine to alcohol. So the grapes have always been a traditional part of New Year's Eve. In Switzerland, it's the most interesting place. I have a cousin who lives in Switzerland. The last day of December, everybody gets very, very busy. They're shopping around. They're grabbing things. One wonders why they get so frantic, but they kind of build up this frenzy. Shopping and moving and not being friendly and barely recognizing each other. It's not a friendly day. And then they get very, very together. And then around 11 o'clock, nobody is very excited. But, you know, in Switzerland, people don't get very excited. They're kind of calm. But deep inside, they begin to feel this little bubble happening. See, now they're nervously prepared. Everything is neat, like it is in Switzerland. And it's all lined up and it's kind of nice. And then the clock gets to 12 o'clock. They toast. And then suddenly it all breaks open. They hug like crazy and they kiss everybody 3 times. You got to kiss each person 3 times. It's, you know, 3 times. I don't know where it is. You kiss them on the forehead, I guess. Kiss them on the lips. Kiss them wherever they say it's okay to kiss them. That's kind of nice. But they build up the tension by being, you know, very serious beforehand. And then, when midnight comes, they break into jubilation and nice thing. In Taiwan, usually somebody throws, you know, the head of the family throws a kind of a party. And they sometimes have a lottery game where you could win from like a penny up to $50. And everybody wins some kind of a prize. But there's a bad news here. If it's a company party, the boss has this tradition of putting a cooked chicken in the middle of a table. And you share this cooked chicken with everybody. And he spins it around. But if the chicken is pointing at any one particular person, the boss has control over this, that person is to get fired. How about adding that, huh? They rotate the table tray to show we are able to start eating. At that moment, you have to make sure the chicken's head is not facing you. If it is, you will be fired. Right after New Year's. What a thing. You got to duck the chicken head. That's all you do. That's all. If it comes around to you, just hide under the table. In Turkey, you know, Turkey's an interesting place. I bet they don't eat turkey. The general attitude is not to decorate anything. The last day of Christmas is very special entertainment programs on TV. Now, TV has changed things for a lot of people. TV kind of brings the world together, you know, on television. And I know, you know, there's a television celebration every hour. You know, as you go back, you know, you could go back to the television. You know, there's a New Year's celebration in New York. By the time it's in New York, it already happened in London, you know. And then it's New York, then it goes to the Midwest, and then they have theirs. And then San Francisco is there 3 hours later. You know, then it goes across to Japan 6 hours later. So you could keep watching the celebration. Even the next morning as you wake up, you could find it. They're still celebrating New Year's somewhere. So I thought that's kind of fascinating now that that's available to all of us. What about you? How do you intend to celebrate yours? What does it mean to you, you know? Do you get into that feeling of Happy New Year? Do you believe it? The noisemaking. Why all the noisemaking? I was really curious about that. What is a noisemaker about? Well, it's about chasing away spirits. You know those noisemakers they have on New Year's Day? I hate them. I couldn't stand them. They would pierce my ears, something terrible. Well, the louder the noisemaker, the more demons you're going to get rid of. And that's what it says. And it said, I guess I must have been a demon because I was running the other way, but not anymore. I will now look at those noisemakers and think of people carrying on a tradition of chasing away the demons. It's very interesting. Loud noisemakers. Nobody knows what they are. They're just making loud noise. Why am I tooting on a horn? Because the demons are around, and we don't want to let them into the new year. Well, hey, whatever gets you through the night. This is Armand DeMille with you. Our telephone number here is 212-209-2900. This is the last Positive Mind program you'll ever hear. In 2006. Yes, my friends, the very last. And I won't be back with you until 2007. So since it's the last year, this is the last program we do in 2006, I certainly better dedicate it to many of you, whether you wear yellow underwear or not. It's going to be dedicated to you for the new year and anything that you want to say about it. You know, I mean, I could understand it could bring up a lot of bad feelings, you know. But it's interesting because, you know, in a way, you never have to celebrate it alone. Here's, if you want to celebrate, I'm going to give you a secret. I wonder if they're going to feel good about this, but the Roadrunners Club in Central Park. There is no better fireworks celebration that I could think of than the Roadrunners Club in Central Park at midnight. And I hope they're still having it. You may have to call up the Roadrunners Club or something. Yeah, see if you can find it on there. Roadrunners New Year. And what they have in Central Park around 72nd Street on the east side, East 72nd Street and Fifth Avenue, you could go to the Roadrunners Club. They have a fireworks celebration, which is just beautiful because you could be very close to it. You watch it right over your head. And so it's a very pretty thing. And the people who gather, who go there, are the quiet people of New York. These are not people with bottles of whiskey who are, you know, wearing all kinds of. These are the people who decided to celebrate it somewhat quietly. And so you might want to do that. There's a little spot on 66th Street. I think there's an entrance to the park. And it's a safe time. I mean, there's lots of people. But right about midnight, grab a little blanket around your shoulder, take your honey, and say, let's go to Central Park and watch the Roadrunners Club. You might have to check with them first. I should have done that before we got on, and somehow we're not getting the reception we want right here. But I'm going to do it over... Oh, no, I can't. I was going to do it over the break. 212-209. If anybody knows about the Roadrunners Club celebration, you could call in. It was called off 1 year. They called it off in 2002. because they didn't want to have fireworks in the air after 9/11. You know, they were afraid of what people would feel if they heard things exploding. But since then, they brought it back, and it's, when I'm in New York, it's one of my favorite things to do. Just good groups of people, good people, nice, silent, quiet. But maybe after me announcing this, it won't be, because a lot of you rowdy folks will get out there. I doubt it. WBAI folks are not rowdy. What do people do? Where do these idea of resolutions and promises come from? The whole idea, the custom of making New Year's resolution, came into vogue in the 20th century, but most of it was done with jest and an understanding that they would not be kept. Nobody seriously believes in your own New Year resolution. They are kept on average 2 weeks. Right? The idea, since humans are natural backsliders by nature to their naughty habits and ways, which is the way humans generally kind of go. The resolutions today are simply a secular version of the religious vows made in the past, trying to bring you towards spiritual perfection. And that's what they used to do. They used to, the Puritans used to kind of get themselves to make pledges. They made New Year's vows or pledges focused on overcoming their own weaknesses and then to enhance their God-given talents and to make them better citizens to others. Now, I kind of like that, you know, puritanical resolutions. So here's your three things. You want to overcome your own weaknesses. Number two, you want to enhance your God-given talents. And number three, you got to become a better citizen to others. Now, if everybody took those three resolutions and just kept them for the first 2 weeks, boy, it's going to be some party for the first 2 weeks of the new year. Maybe you could even keep it longer. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. 212-209-2900 is our number here. We will be taking calls with the good help of F.A., who's helping us out today, keeping this thing going. 212-209-2900. Now the custom of resolutions, as we said, it's something that people do. They make all kinds of promises. They don't keep the promises. In general, don't feel bad if you break your promises. You know, maybe don't make too many promises to other people for what you're going to do starting the new year, because it's just kind of expected. So let's take one of your calls. This is Armand DeMille. You're on the air. Let's see, F.A., anybody in there? 2122.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
I'm glad you're talking about possibilities other than what we've been doing for years. I spoke to a lawyer today, and he said he'd be glad if none of the holidays ended at the end of the year, because first you have Christmas, and then you got to change your whole life and change the date. It's just so oppressive.
Oppressive to change the date.
Oppressive to make everyone think that was the beginning of time. You know, there are so many calendars, and the Romans changed it for their convenience, because Christ was born in the spring. He wasn't born in December.
Right, but so he was circumcised on New Year's.
Jesus was never circumcised, and you know that.
Well, they call it the celebration of Christ's circumcision.
You mean
you can actually
which date? Armand?
January 1st. You can actually look it up on the Internet.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you've informed me of something.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm wrong about that. But anyway, that's not too important right now. What I wanted to tell you was, I think people shouldn't always follow calendars and think of it as being the be-all and end-all, and you have to be perfect by a certain date. It's just so unrealistic. And
well,
also,
you're absolutely right, of course. That's if you look at it as, it's got to be a should be.
Well,
know?
I feel pressured by the family and the drinking. I never have approved. I don't get any fun out of drinking and wearing.
Yeah, so what would your way? What would your way of having a New Year be?
Yeah, I've decided that it's not going to be the New Year. I'm just going to go on with what you said, a peaceful way of resolving my own life issues, and not focus on what the commercial people want us to think. You know, to. Everybody in my family, they think that the end of the year is on that.
Are you going to hug anybody on New Year's as the strike?
Well, I like to hug people.
Are you going to do it at 12 o'clock or not?
Oh, I won't remember when it's 12 o'clock.
Why won't you remember?
Whenever they're near me. Well, because I don't go by that time schedule, you follow?
Yes, so what about people around you? Do you have people?
I think you should hug whenever you can. I believe in hugging.
This is a great thing. So you do celebration all year long.
That's how I look at it.
And what's your name, by the way?
Tony.
Tony, I thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome, Armand.
Thank you. 212-209-2900. I'm so happy we're doing this program, too. I'm not saying you should anything. You know, small group of friends, two friends, do it alone. However you do it. The fireworks alone is a terrific thing, even though you may object to fireworks. But Central Park with a gathering of the Roadrunners, not a bad idea. Somebody check that out on the Internet and call me up, because I can't imagine why they would not have done it this year. 212-209-2900 or email me, armand@thepositivemind.com. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Lori. Hello, Armand. I've been listening to you for years, and I can't believe I'm flabbergasted that I'm talking to
Lori,
you.
Lori, what a way to be here on the last day of the year.
I live on Long Island, all the way out east.
How far east?
I'm all the way out in Suffolk County.
How far out in Suffolk County?
Oh, that's out where Harpog and Ronkonkoma are.
Ronkonkoma, one of my favorite towns.
Uh-huh.
You know why?
All my friends live here.
Only because the conductor, when I used to go out to Long Island, the conductor used to say that magic way of saying Ronkonkoma, and he would say it. I would always think it was a mystical place because it sounded so funny.
Oh, yeah, it does sound funny.
Ronkonkoma.
Well, anyway, let me explain the reason for the noisemakers, I think. The real reason that I think it happens, it's all year long, we're all expected to be quiet, and, you know, and on New Year's Eve we make noise because that's the time when we can pull out all the stops and get away with it.
Oh, and so making noise is part of it because you've been quiet all year. And you're tired of being quiet.
Right.
So you're going to make the noise.
Yeah, my husband, every year, ritualistically, he jumps out into the middle of the street and shouts Happy New Year at the top of his lungs.
That's great. And yeah, we're going to be listening to you out there.
He may be listening. He's driving home from work. We're going to go out and buy some wine for the holiday. And well, anyway,
What's your husband's name?
His name is George.
Hey, listen, if George is in his car listening to this program today, I want you to say something tender and loving to George right now, tender and loving.
Hello, George. Hello, hello. You're my little squirrel boy. Yeah, he thinks his nickname is Squirrel Boy.
Well, tell him. Tell him what you feel towards him.
Hello, Squirrel Boy. I love you, and I hope you're listening. I'm talking to Armand for the first time.
All right.
Well, anyway, yeah.
To you, Lori, and to Squirrel Boy, wherever you are, my best.
Right, Happy New Year to you, okay?
Okay, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a happy year, and I'll keep listening to you. There should be more people like you in the world. That's something tender I'm saying to you.
Well, thank you so much.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. There are more people like me in the world, and they're all listening to the radio station right now. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. We're going to take a short break, which F.A. I'll handle completely. I'll do the station ID. We have an engineer different today. And play a little music, too. So I've got you an unusual music piece. I decided to bring you a Happy New Year song from India. India. It's very interesting, and it's a very pretty sound. I thought I would play this for Majid Ali, although I think he's from Pakistan, but I thought I would play it anyway, and for other people out there who are Indian, who are friends of mine, who may be listening. And I'm going to tell you this is WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial in New York City, and it is just about, well, near, almost to the very second, maybe 5 seconds away from 1:30. And we'll be back with you in just a little bit. Here's a little Happy New Year music.
Tu no. it all. 31st at all. No caso bobo.
Anbar Kumar. Yep. Just amazing. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Private of Mind. In case you just tuned in and you were rolling by and saying, what is this, an Indian station? No, a Haitian station. No, an American station? No, what is it? It's WBAI, Pacifica Radio, Peace and Justice. This is a place. This is a great place. This is a great house. WBAI should be celebrating, and I know they go through a lot of stuff, but this station should be celebrated more than any other station because it's been here giving you more hope than I think anything else you would hear. Anbar Kumar, and this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We are bringing you new stuff, because we like to bring new stuff. Hey, we're taking your calls at 212-209-2900, and we're receiving Midnight Fireworks. Here we go. Somebody wrote us back. Dear Armand, yes, it is a grand thing to do and watch the runners in Central Park and all their clapping, cheering owners, honors in Central Park while the fireworks burst with joy overhead. Below are some links. Brooklyn has them, too, at the Grand Army Plaza near Prospect Park. Gratefully, Goldilie sends us this, and she sends us the firework connections. So look under Prospect Park or New York City org race. Anyway, you could find it. Just put it in. Just put in Roadrunners Club and Central Park and New Year's, and you'll find it. Thanks a lot, Goldilie. Thank you for doing the little hunt for us. While we're waiting, this is Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind, talking about New Year's practices. Here, this one comes from another friend of ours, Andrea Williams. I'm an African-American growing up. In my community, there was a tradition that the first person who walks in the door on New Year's Day had to be a male. Well, you know, this tradition goes further than this. It goes really further. My grandfather was a community and church leader, so on New Year's Day after the night watch service, he was often asked by widows or women living alone to be the first one to step over their threshold after midnight. So he would leave and go stepping over the thresholds. Well, okay. It is a true story. It's a true story, and in fact, here's the idea. You are lucky. It's in many of the places, it is considered good fortune. If the first person who walks in your door is a male, so her grandpa was going to visit all the widows and single women and stepping over their doorways. How does he do it? Like Santa Claus, you know. It's got to be as close to midnight as possible. And now, if it's a tall person, and if he's dark-haired, and if he's over 6'2", and he comes over to your house, you're extra lucky. That describes me perfectly. I'm going to go visit some people after 1 o'clock and just step over the door, you know what I mean? So that everybody could have good luck. Ladies and gentlemen, at 1 o'clock, at 12 o'clock on New Year's night, imagine me stepping into your heart because I'll be that mysterious, tall, dark-haired, middle-aged guy. Armand DeMille with you with the Positive Mind, WBAI. We've been talking about New Year's spirit. Remember, looking back, the face of Janus, after which January, is looking back with one face, looking forward with another. In the past is the past. The future is the future. You've got an opportunity to kind of make a little shift in yourself. And it does. You don't have to do it through resolution or through promises. It's just an opportunity, friends. Everyone. And if you do it looking out into the horizon, you know, we can honor this tradition all over the world. You may not have a beach immediately available to you. Just kind of look out. Look out into the skies. Look out. 212-209-2900 or email armand@thepositivemind.com. Let's take another of your calls. One more thing I wanted to mention. I got a special of thanks before from someone who told me that they listen to The Positive Mind on podcast now, and it is available for free through iTunes. iTunes podcast, you can download this program, and she said this is the only way she listens. She can't hear it live at her job. She said, but she has been in touch with many people, and I've been in touch with many people around the world who listen to us via podcast, and that all happened this past year. Remarkable stuff, the internet, huh? Remarkable. 212-209-2900. We will take another call, F.A. Thank you for bearing with us. Hi there, you're on the air.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh. Is this the musician, magician, Lamont Cranston of the airways?
You got me. Who knows what evil lurks?
Well, season's greetings to you and Alberta and all those listeners that I know are calling in or listening throughout the world at this point with the internet.
And who are you?
I'm Gino.
Hi, Gino.
Hi, Lamont.
How are you going to do your New Year?
Oh, I like that idea you suggested. I tend to go see the fireworks down the city, usually by the East River or something. But that idea of being closer, because usually the bridge down there blocks the view a bit on some of the expansions of the colors.
Yeah, and the people who are down there are crowds, you know. They're real crowds, whereas in Central Park, it's not a giant crowd. It's a small crowd. It's people who are kind of, you know, not crushing each other and having respect, and you get a little closer to it. I recommend it.
I can go for that. And small is beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say again, thank you for all. I didn't get through on Thanksgiving time because I would have wished you thanks for all the givings you give all these years. And Armand DeMille still bringing up those gold nuggets of beauty, and I got to say, you have quite an audience. I've been observing for a number of years, and it's some of the most real radio I've ever heard.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I
it's
don't
so
hear it
real,
anymore.
It's not welcome on the networks. You know, we have. It's a little too real. You know, they don't want to. Because every now and then people shed a tear, and
yes.
They don't like that too much. That's not considered real entertaining.
Well, the sweat of the heart, we can go for that. And
oh, you really listen, don't you, Gino?
I've been listening since I used to come in for Gary once, I think, every 2 weeks.
Oh, my God, every 2 weeks I would. I would sit in for Gary. That was 18 years ago.
Yes, I remember. And I think you're one of the best gifts, speaking of the past and the future. We're in the present, and I think you are one of the best gifts this station has ever received and the audience. And I wish you many, many more years of your joyful, abundant generosity and health. And I'm just really delighted that you're there. And I wish you all the best. And folks out there, you're so lucky to find this fellow on the radio. And we have a treasure here. I just want to say, the other day, Armand, you were talking about cleaning up cluttering of the house and cluttering of the mind. And there is something I discovered recently from Teokas and Ghost Horse.
Yes, tell me.
And he mentioned this, this, like when people are getting the iPods and all these gifts and all the excessive materialisms, forgetting the spirit of it all. And this is an opportunity where you're just giving for the givingness sake. And he mentioned that he has a listing on, I think it's changingwinds.com or .org. I'm not too familiar with the computer, though my girlfriend tapped into it. And we found the poorest reservations. And they give the number, the age number of the children from 4, 5, 6 years up to teenage, and the coat size, and that they need blankets and coats. And these are amongst the poorest. As you know, they have the lowest survival rate in this country. And they're out there in Dakota, so they can't walk into any church or synagogue or mosque or Salvation Army. And they're out there, and it's very cold in the Dakotas. And I just feel really good to discover it, and it's a way of just giving back to some of the people who are so generous in receiving people who came here. And so I just want to say again,
nice,
Dad,
Gino, and thank you very much. And people can find that through WBAI.org. You could find Tom Markinson's website, and I'm sure a reference to it directly. And thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. What a nice man, huh? Hope to shake his hand. I'll bet I have already. Here's one from Cricket Cohen. Oh, Cricket Cohen, bass player. Boy, can't beat Cricket. 25 years, 20 New Year's Eve has always been a big music gig night. Traditionally a double pay. I always felt a strong sense of that's exactly where I belonged and where I wanted to be. However, since 2004, I've been at home with my little girl and my big girl, and I feel just as good. Cricket. And it was good with Doc Kent. Yes, I did. So, Cricket Cohen, yes, happy spirit to you, too. I got to tell you about a New Year's I played where I once went to the, I didn't play. I was actually going to see Thelonious Monk at the Five Spot Cafe when it moved up to 8th Street. Some of you know what I'm talking about. So we went. It was going to be a big event, you know, and I remember they charged $25 a ticket to get in. Wow. And we were going to sit there and everybody was having dinner. And Monk didn't show up at 12 o'clock. So how are you? You know, Monk was like that. He didn't show up when he was told to show up. And he finally stumbled in somewhere around, oh, I would say somewhere about 10 to 1. You know, and everybody's kind of like angry and mean-spirited. And he sat down. And he played Auld Lang Syne. Now, this is what people said, because it sure sounded like it to me, backwards. And somebody said, that's impossible. And somebody, he's playing Auld Lang Syne backwards. And that was what I remember in those early years. Kind of to make up for all of it, and in a way say, you know, you want to see something, let's go the other way. Auld Lang Syne, you know, you wonder where that came from. We have there was a thing, where did it come from? Where did Auld Lang Syne come from? Would you hunt that out for me? I'm asking my assistant here, Stephanie Dombra, who always helps with the programming. 212-209-2900, let's take another call. Hi, this is Armand DeMille, you're on the air.
Greetings, Armand.
Greetings.
To you and your staff and Ife.
Yeah, and
Ife,
right.
Best of the season.
And what's your name?
My name is Wayne.
Wayne, I want to thank you for being with us. How are you going to celebrate your New Year?
Well, actually, my New Year begins in March.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And on this particular New Year, do you ignore it? What do you do?
No, I celebrate along with all the folks. Hey, why miss a celebration?
Why miss a celebration? That's a really fine thing. I thank you.
Something more to find out, though.
Sure.
You are a very rational mind, and I mean your programs are so informative and heart-reaching. Does the day begin at midnight or daybreak?
The day begins at midnight for New Year's Day. But then, of course, daybreak is this wonderful time when you could, if you could possibly see the sun come up. That's where the tradition is around the world. So about a third of the people in the world celebrate it with the sun coming up.
That sorted celebrate the new day at daybreak.
At daybreak.
It's something like what we're celebrating here with the new year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going kind of contrary to nature. Nature starts in spring with the new life and all of that coming into being.
Sure.
But thanks for you. We know that we're following a Roman tradition.
Yeah, well, it is a Roman tradition. It's a Babylonian tradition, actually.
Babylonian.
Okay, so thank you very much for calling in, and thanks for being a part of it.
This program is great. I mean, it's at the right timing, too. So continue the good work. You keep making WBAI number one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, Auld Lang Syne is our song for some strange reason. The custom of singing this song on New Year's Eve going back to the British Isles in the 18th century when guests ended a party standing in a circle and singing this song. It started in Scotland. The lyrics were written by Robert Burns in 1788, and he was a favorite folk poet at the time. And most musicologists feel that Auld Lang Syne came from a traditional Scottish folk melody. But what does it mean? Auld Lang Syne means the good old days. And should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, the whole idea of it is, let's celebrate the good old days and let's welcome in the new days. I never liked the song, actually. You know, how many of you like Auld Lang Syne? Something about it sounded drunk to me. But, you know, let's not take away from it. And, you know, using noise to welcome in the new year goes back to ancient times. And that's, again, the noise was about... In Denmark, they smashed the New Year by banging on the doors of their friends and homes and throwing pieces of broken pottery against the sides of the house. It gets exciting. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Yes.
Hi, this is Roxy in Flemington. I like the idea of the way the Danes celebrate. They're very cool people. Your yellow underwear issue is from Venezuela.
From Venezuela. How do you know?
Well, I was friendly with Alejandro Avendano, and he had told me that, you know, I'd had New Year's with him a couple times. You know where's a very good place to go for New Year's is Rio de Janeiro. They time their celebrations to the turning of the tide. And everybody goes down to the beaches, and they take all these little ofertos, you know, for the goddess Iramanja. She sort of looks like the Virgin Mary, but she's draped with a lot of sea things, you know. And they make these little offerings to her, flowers, candles, what have you, and they float them out into the beaches, onto the water. And the story is that, God help you, if when the tide turns, your little oferto is thrown back at you.
Oh, that's a not good thing.
Yeah. So... when Iramanja accepts your offering, you know, you can pretty much count on good luck.
And isn't it the goddess of the sea who protects them? And isn't it?
Yes.
Don't they wear white clothing in
Yes,
Brazil?
They wear white. That's all the Santeria effects and the Yoruba religions.
So if you're half white and half Argentine, you wear yellow underwear on white clothing?
No, the Venezuelans do the yellow undies, but the Brazilians wear white. And most frequently, the lace... garments of West Africa.
Brazilians wear a lot of lace.
Yeah, especially up in Bahia. I have never been to these events, but I had a friend who went down to Rio at the New Year and said it was an extraordinary experience.
Yeah, another thing about Brazil that I always liked, they wear special pockets. They have this thing about pockets. They have a pocket where the children... I don't remember what the tradition is, but there's a way of taking things, keeping things in your pocket and getting rid of them at the last moment so you can be free. It's really nice.
Yeah.
I like what people do, you know?
Well, South America is quite extraordinary, and there's many wonderful edges to their culture which most Americans don't get an opportunity to observe, and it's a shame. I like what's happening down there now. They're taking back their world and getting feisty, and it's good.
Thanks for calling in. What's your name?
My name
Roxy.
Is Roxy, and love your show, listen to you religiously, and think you're the best thing since whole wheat bread.
Thanks a lot, Roxy.
Love you. Bye.
212-209-2900, as I said, or in our new tradition, if you want to send an email to the program, you could do it at thepositivemind.com. Here's a... Armand at thepositivemind.com. And here's another email which I'm going to... Oh, isn't this sweet? This is to all the people out in WBAI land. I am reluctant to talk on the air, says this email. I am reluctant to talk on the air, but I'm young, and I'm afraid people would laugh at me, but I do want to tell you all that I love you all. And you all mean a lot to me, and I wish you Happy New Year. And it's signed, a young person. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good.
Sounds terrific. It's a great way to usher in a new year, and I want to share with you one of our traditions. Along with the noise and the 12 grapes for the 12 sweetening of the 12 months, we throw water out the window, and the water is to get rid of all the bad things, like from the year.
Oh,
so we throw.
Where did you get this tradition from?
We're Puerto Rican, and that was my grandmother's tradition, my grandmother and great grandmother. And we fill the pot up, we throw the water out at 12. Then we start banging the pot, and we eat the 12 grapes to sweeten the 12 months of the new year.
And 12 grapes.
Yes. The grapes come to play again.
The grapes come in again.
Yes.
And what's your name again?
I'm Deborah.
Deborah, I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you for being part of our program. It's
it always.
You know, wouldn't it be great to spend a New Year's? We've got to do this one time with only WBAI people.
That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be a wonderful celebration?
Absolutely.
Actually, we have one coming up. We have a film event coming up on March 1st where I'm hoping to get all of the BAI people. I'll be announcing it in January 16th.
Excellent.
I'm going to be doing a special program.
We can do another New Year celebration quarterly.
Yeah, there's going to be a film at BAM at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and I was hoping to gather the last one we had. It was a screening of a movie that we did, and it was such a celebration because the folks from BAI showed up and they filled the theater. And I thought, oh, give us another excuse to do it. So on January 16th, I'll be announcing how that's possible. But what a wonderful thing to have all you folks in my heart. And you know, if it were New Year's Eve or New Year's Day that I was regularly scheduled to do a program, I would be with you. Because
you're with us anyway. Always.
It's my favorite. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hi, you're on the air. Hello there. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Armand. This is Linda.
Hello, Linda.
And I'm black, American born. And I don't know if anybody mentioned Black Eyed Peas.
I did. I mentioned black eyed peas, eating black eyed
yes.
peas.
Yes, because I didn't hear the beginning
and
of the
cabbage.
Show.
What about
no,
it?
No, not cabbage, greens.
Greens, okay.
Well, I mean, for us, it's greens. It's
yeah,
like,
well, what's the idea of cabbage?
I don't know about cabbage.
What's the idea of the black eyed peas?
I don't even remember the black eyed peas because now I'm like flustered, but I know the greens is prosperity.
The greens is prosperity because the greens are like money, you see?
Yeah, but
they
now,
represent money.
But now I have to really remember the black eyed peas. Why the black eyed peas? But it went
I think
right
because they
head.
Look at you. You know, ooh. I think it's like swallowing eyes.
You think so?
I don't know, something like
that. I don't
that.
Think so. I don't think that's what it is, but it sounds kind of
cool.
Okay for the moment.
Linda, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you,
for
and Happy New Year, and thank you for all the good work and all
sure.
of the great shows. Thank you.
Thank you. So, this is... Armand DeMille. Oh, everybody's coming in now. Here they come. They're all walking in the room. Hey, listen, this is a positive mind with Armand DeMille. Would you guys close that door for just a minute? All right. Now, we're going to be starting with you. We'll be back with you Tuesday next year, you know, and we'll be continuing with you. And until that time, I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, you folks are the absolute best. Tune into the WBAI.org. I mean, look up the website. Take a look through the many different programs that are going to be taking place over the next few days. And get ready for our fundraising special, which is be coming up in a couple of weeks. I'll be back with you soon, my friends. If you want to send me an email, you could always send it to Armand@thepositivemind.com. Back with you soon. Here's a little old music for you. Hole in the Wall, the Packers.